circuses on the air.
Sometimes you feel like a
that man. Means that it is not over.
Sometimes you
tear down this wall.
Here's Jennings.
Hey, Luke. May the force be with you.
It was you, Kristen, who shot J.I.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
We're not gay. There's anything wrong with that.
I haven't waited a long time to take the reins.
My name is Dave Letterman. Last night, I became a father. Thank you very much.
Today, Apple is going to reinvent the phone.
George W. Bush, and I approve this message.
For the first time in 6 seasons, it's one ball of cheese. The Chicago Blackhawks
win
the Stanley Cup. The
Blackhawks win
the Stanley Cup.
It's in time, and the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
And now, this is history.
You're going to need outstanding hosts.
With Dave Plyer.
It's a guy, but I love you.
And Dave Schwann on 720 WGN.
And we're starting a little bit early. Good morning, Dave Schwann.
Well, good Dave morning, Schwann. Dave Plyer.
You know, we're going to close with Bang Bang Pie today because there's nothing like using pie as a closer for your Thanksgiving
feast.
They just
arrived.
That they just
arrived.
My luck,
I'm going to get a pie in the face.
And maybe. We'll do that. You got an apple almost sliced through your head last week, didn't you?
What happened?
The apple was on your head in this poster. Or
in a big poster. Yeah. I had no idea how that was going to play out until it actually happened.
That's awesome.
But I breathed a huge sigh of relief.
Yes.
When
you weren't killed.
When I wasn't killed. When they pulled down a cover over a big picture, and the apple was on top of the picture.
We're talking about tree time.
You know, Dean kept saying how good he was with the bow.
Yeah.
He really is not.
Is that
not
right?
Bad. Yeah.
Wow.
He seems to enjoy it.
So if I drop off presents for him to wrap like that, he probably wouldn't do that.
No, I don't think so. But
think
then
so
we had some real guys that were, you know, archers.
Oh. Wow. Wow.
Nothing.
Impressive.
It's nothing to hit the
bullseye. Where'd they do that? Did they do that outside?
No, we were inside.
Oh, you were inside for that. Wow.
We were
wow.
inside.
Wow. Well, here's some first, some big history. You just mentioned to me before we got started about the 155th of the
Gettysburg Address.
Gettysburg Address.
Yeah, November 19th. But today was the day, 155 years ago, that Abraham Lincoln arrived in Gettysburg prior to the big ceremony.
Wow.
The dedication of the cemetery there was taking place for, you know, the soldiers that were killed. And a lot of people, again, we were a divided nation then, you know.
Sure, of course,
Pennsylvania,
as we are now.
Is
yeah.
not, yes,
yeah.
and not all that far from what was known then and still is kind of as the Mason-Dixon line. So they were a little bit north. Having spent time in Gettysburg, it's amazing to walk the streets and still see bullet holes in buildings.
That's crazy.
And so, just to get to the point, there was a lawyer named David Wills, who was in town, who was the head of the commission for the ceremony to dedicate the Gettysburg Cemetery. The featured speaker was Edward Everett, who was president of Columbia University at the time. The man spoke for 2 hours.
Wow. Holy smokes.
By heart.
By heart,
yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. He memorized his
speech. But it was an afterthought to bring Lincoln there. Well, it'd be nice to have the president make a few remarks.
Really?
Yes.
Which is why he did not write it prior to traveling there.
Yes, he did, actually. He did. He started it before he went there.
But how many copies of the speech? Dave, Plyer, we talked about this last week.
A little bit about it last week, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And you were surprised when I told you this. That how many copies are there?
But there are five known copies now.
See?
There are five known copies.
Are they in private hands? Or are
some
they
of them are.
Okay.
There's one at the Abraham Lincoln Library and Museum in Springfield.
Which is spectacular. There. But they're having some issues, man. I keep reading stuff about like money and Lincoln's hat. And
now,
is the hat
as a matter of fact, I think Rick Pearson is going to have someone on this morning.
From
the museum.
Oh, that's good to know.
But anyway, Lincoln arrives 155 years ago today in Gettysburg, stayed at David Wills' house, and then on the 19th went to dedicate the cemetery.
Wow. Pretty cool.
But that, in my opinion, just me, that's the greatest American speech there is.
155
years ago.
I was three.
You were three? I always knew you were older than me, Roger.
Roger was covering it.
it took a while.
Well, I had to crawl all the way.
You know what I found in the Chicago Public Library is the Tribune edition of reporting on the Gettysburg Address.
Wow.
It's incredible.
Wow. I wouldn't even think about that. That's pretty cool. Was it a front cover thing, or was it a big deal?
It was a front page. It was not a huge headline, but it was down on the front page. And what's interesting to read newspaper accounts from back then was that they, in parentheses, will say what was, you know, a reaction from a crowd, you know.
Wow.
And that there was some applause, but it confused everybody that he sat down after 2 minutes. After Edward Everett spoke for two
hours.
That's
crazy. Wow. Wow. Speaking of Lincoln, now let me tell you this. Thanksgiving, of course, being this Thursday, there was a proclamation in 1777. But it was, it's really been an annual tradition since 1863 when, during the Civil War, President Lincoln proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving and praise to our Father who dwelleth in the heavens. So to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26th as a federal and public holiday in the U.S., it's obviously one of the biggest holidays of the year, but it was Lincoln that made it a real holiday.
Right. That turned it into a national holiday and, you know, and it evolved into, what it's become.
And of course, that's a little Charlie Brown Thanksgiving in the background.
I'm serving toast.
Are you? That's nice.
And I got a rock for Halloween.
Oh, rock. Man, again?
You did get a rock.
Every year.
1866, the work begins on the first U.S. underwater highway tunnel. Got started on this day in 1866. Took 23 years and a $500,000 for workers to complete the 1,500-foot tunnel beneath the Chicago River, and it was rebuilt in 1912, 1844, and 47. The constant need for rebuilding was quite costly, and it lasted until 1972, and then we just abandoned it.
I wonder if that's, Roger, maybe you know this. Is that the same tunnel system that was part of the system that flooded?
No,
this was a different one.
Okay.
Yeah, was the other...
Last
tunnel
week we had
system.
A guy on that was talking
about
this.
Yeah, he was talking about it. And my understanding is the tunnel system that flooded did not go under the river. It went up to the river and then just went all around the downtown area.
Serving
it was mainly
the older buildings.
Right,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one went connected to two sides. The one that Dave was talking about.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
1877, Thomas Edison demonstrated the first hand-cranked phonograph. It's very creepy to hear some of the cylinders.
Actually, that's me singing on that one. Yeah, he pulled me off the street.
But there was the wax cylinders first before the
Do you
the records
have some?
I have some. I have a player.
He has a player.
I've seen some for sale.
Yeah.
I bought a couple in an old antique shop that I just, you know, for display purposes put on. I'll bring them over.
But it says Columbia Records. It says Columbia Records on the tube, and the cardboard containers are very fragile. But I can throw that cylinder across the room and it's going no place. That thing is built like a rock. Mm-hmm.
Columbia Gramophone Company.
That's right.
And then it was the Victor Talking Machine.
Yeah. And they would print on the side of the cylinder. It almost looked like a toilet paper roll. They would put on the side of the cylinder
what the name of the title was.
Yeah.
That's right. That's
pretty
exactly
cool.
Right. Yeah.
I think
the
cylinders were more generic, but you found out what was on there by.
It was a German guy, Emil Berliner, that came up with the disc that we came to know as records.
That's amazing.
100 years ago.
I know I posted something. My daughter had her cousins over last weekend, and I posted a picture of them in Emma's bedroom, and in the background is a record player.
Ah.
And she's got an old, it's a newer record player, but then the stand I bought on eBay. The stand has a little date on the, it's a metal, it's gold, it's in pristine condition, but it was 1966, I think, is when this was made.
Wow.
Kind of cool.
How old were the records?
Back in time now.
Oh, the records she's got.
They're all brand new.
They're all brand new.
Yeah, okay.
1966.
I actually, and Shwani, you probably have some too, the... before the 33 and a third was
78?
78. Yeah.
Well, I got a bunch of those.
Yeah,
too.
My grandparents.
Yeah, exactly.
And a phonograph.
I found them in my grandparents' basement, and Grandpa said, you can take them. And then my mother's side of the family had some in the basement as well. So, and there were some original things by Glenn Miller on those 78s.
I have a Tony Bennett 78 that I brought to him in 1994 to the Rainbow Room in New York because he was performing for the company I was working for. It was a record company.
Right.
And I brought it to him to sign. He's like, that's not mine. I'm too young to have a 78 record. There's no way that's mine. We'll be right back.
You foods are going to keep your smells to yourself.
Party pooper!
If you can't remember the last time you changed the baking soda, it's probably time to change it again.
Any last words?
What took you so long?
All right, there you have it. It's Dave Plyer on 720. What's that? Yes, yeah. Take care of that, would you please?
It's been in there since 1984.
Oh, no. No, you got to keep it fresh, brother. We're talking a little history here with Dave Schwann. 1920, the first Thanksgiving Day parade was in Philadelphia. It was the Macy's Parade. State Street here began in 1934.
1930. Did you have someone on talking about parades here a while back?
No, I've got Sarah Ginger that's going to be on Thursday. We're filling in on Thanksgiving. And we'll have her on to preview the parade downtown, which is the Uncle Dan's Parade.
Okay.
Okay.
Uncle Dan's.
But South of Jingle Elf.
I've seen books about Chicago's State Street Christmas
Parade. Maybe a couple years ago.
Thanksgiving Parade.
Definitely done that. 1948, the first Polaroid camera was sold. Let's see here. The first Air Force One was christened in 1954. 1956, The Price is Right debuted on NBC. Now, when it premiered at that time, it was... Whoa.
The Price is Right, the exciting game of bidding, buying, and bargaining.
Yeah, it wasn't the same version we know. It was Bill Cullen.
Who did every game show in existence.
He did.
Thank you all. Hello. Welcome everybody to the... Hey, we got a live group today. Welcome everybody to The Price is Right. A little later on, we're going to announce the winner of that honeymoon showcase.
But you know it was a little different back then. And even when it debuted in 1970, whatever it was, 72 with Bob Barker, the structure of the show was very different. Yeah. And then expanded to an hour and all that other good stuff.
Let's see, it's Drew Carey now.
He's been doing a great job. Yeah, he's been doing a great job. 1963. This week also marks the Kennedy assassination.
Yes. As a matter of fact, it is on Thanksgiving Day today. This year, I should say.
November 22nd.
Here's that audio from Walter Cronkite on that fateful day.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time. 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
And, you know, he, of course, very emotional. And Roger and I were talking a couple of weeks ago that, you know, like I was born in 67, so I don't really have that in my mind. I know that was one of those groundbreaking moments in your life as a child.
Oh,
hearing about.
Without a doubt.
Yeah.
It was probably, as I look back on it, Roger, you probably do too. You know, it's one of those things that when you're a kid, you realize something very important happened when you see all the adults around you very somber, if not in tears.
Yeah. So,
exactly. And the country, even other than the wars, this country had not experienced something as traumatic as that touched everyone.
Yeah.
You know, the wars touched people, but some people did not have family members who went into the war. So this was a universal. Plus, he was so loved around the world.
He was, yeah.
And it was a life that was so cut short so quickly. It just amazed everyone. Everyone was in shock.
15 years later, completely changing the subject, WKRP in Cincinnati, 40th anniversary of that turkey drop episode.
Yeah, that's right.
Which was a classic. Let's take a listen.
Oh, my God, they're talking! Oh, Johnny, can you get this? Oh, they're crashing to the earth right in front of my eyes! Running around, pushing each other. Oh my goodness! Oh, the humanity! The turkeys are hitting the ground like sacks of wet cement.
As God is my witness,
I thought turkeys could fly.
Just classic. Amazing.
Kind of define that series.
Oh, yeah. Like I told you earlier this morning, if anyone wants to hear some of the WGN people butcher that entire scene, they can go on to the website and find the podcast of that.
All right.
Yeah.
Final thing. Who Shot JR happened this week, where they revealed who attempted to kill him.
You went to the office that night with JR's gun.
It was Kristen. The sister.
It was you, Kristen, who shot JR. Then the next morning while I was showering, you hid the gun in the closet.
She was good. She played a good drunk.
That was one of the biggest news items because they ended the previous season.
In March.
Yeah.
It was March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October. It was almost, eight, nine months.
Yeah.
It was on every magazine cover. Mm-hmm. It was around the world.
It was on the newscast. TV newscast.
It was leading hourly summaries on the wire service.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the top news story. Yeah.